President Bush declared this coming Friday a national day of mourning in honor of President Reagan. Most federal employees will get the day off. And that got us wondering, can the president declare holidays at will? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
Yes, the president can declare a one-time federal holiday anytime he likes by issuing an executive order. But the word holiday isn't actually used in President Bush's order for this Friday. Instead, the day off is simply called a mark of respect. That's probably because in Washington lingo, holiday generally refers to the 10 days Congress has approved as permanent annual excuses to laze around on the couch. However, vacationing federal workers will receive their normal day's pay on Friday, and those who do have to punch the clock, like workers at the Department of Homeland Security, will receive a little extra cash for their trouble. In other words, it looks like a holiday, it pays like a holiday, but it just isn't called a holiday. Although the president can declare one-time days off, Congress must approve any annual federal holidays, and the states are not required to follow suit. In the 1980s, for example, Arizona resisted giving state workers the day off on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Arizona's voters didn't approve the holiday until 1992, under threat of a massive tourist boycott. Nearly all state governments will be open for business on Friday. Exceptions are Connecticut and Hawaii. But in Hawaii's case, that's only because Mr. Reagan's funeral coincides with Kamehameha Day, which honors the 19th century Hawaiian king.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers, and thanks to Brendan Kerner for research help.